You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. Well, there's an old cliche that says a person's home is their castle. But in Orange City, some renters would argue that's no longer the case. Under a new ordinance, the city allows local housing inspectors to enter rental property with the permission of the landlord, but they don't need the permission of tenants. Some tenants are now suing in Sioux County District Court, saying the new rental and inspection ordinance is a violation of the Iowa Constitution. The tenants are working with the Institute for Justice, a national public interest law firm. Institute attorney Rob Pecolo says he's been fighting overly broad rental regulations for more than 20 years in several states.
We found that these mandatory inspection problems are becoming more and more common across Iowa. For cities that are bigger than 15,000, the state law actually requires that they have mandatory inspections. But many cities smaller than that, Orange City being one of them, have decided to go ahead with these programs anyway.
I'm not quite sure who is coming into these homes. Are we talking about city officials or?
That's right. City officials, there may be, in fact, we've encountered this in some of our litigation in other states, but sometimes they will delegate that out to private inspectors who then report the results back to the government. But either way, it's either the city itself or its representatives.
Do they contact the property owners before they do this?
They do, although interestingly enough, the voice that does not get heard nearly often enough is the tenant. They sort of use the landlords as the proxy enforcers of these laws and advance the perception to tenants that it's something they just have to go along with, regardless of how they feel about their privacy.
Well, apparently it says that the purpose of the ordinance is to provide a safe and healthy environment for residents of our community. The inspection process is non-invasive.
Well, we would disagree with that. Anytime someone comes in your home without permission, it is inherently invasive. And our clients who are tenants feel that it's very invasive to have someone going through every room of their home, conducting a wall-to-wall search, having the authority to open closet doors, look under beds, enter children's rooms without the consent of the parents. They're very invasive. Not only that, once they're inside, the inspectors can learn all kinds of things about a person. They now know the interior layout of their home. They might see holy books or religious texts. They might see medications. They might see political information. So all kinds of private things about a person are revealed when you go inside their home without their permission.
They talk about being safe in this ordinance. What do they say they're looking for?
Code violation. You know, things like, you know, the municipal code will have all kinds of things about how, you know, the plumbing and the wiring and things have to be. But the problem is that they're not hemmed in by anything. That it's a very broad definition. So if you're looking for, you know, all of the lighting or all of the plumbing, suddenly you're going into every square inch of the house. And I should be clear, by the way, that this lawsuit is not a challenge to health and safety regulations for housing. And it is not even a challenge to rental inspections. It is a lawsuit about what protections are in place if a tenant declines an inspection. And the Iowa Constitution requires that a government representative get a search warrant when they execute that search without the person's consent. And this lawsuit actually goes a step further than that. The real crux of the lawsuit, it's that there's something in place called an administrative search warrant. And unlike a criminal search warrant, where the person filling out the warrant application has to state their suspicion that there is a crime being committed inside the home An administrative search warrant is more like a sort of rubber stamp. It's enough on the application to say that there's an administrative regime in place that encompasses these homes. And so this lawsuit is trying to obtain a ruling that the Iowa Supreme Court and the Iowa State Constitution require more than that, that there has to be some probable cause that there's something wrong inside the home, like a housing code violation, in order for the government to obtain a search warrant.
I own my house, but you know, you have people coming to inspect it. You have insurance underwriters who don't tell you they're coming and they're going to come and look at it, and they don't even get in the house. I find it annoying that someone's around looking at how close the air conditioner is to the wall or whatever. You know, it is kind of unnerving when someone is judging your home.
You are so right. And beyond that, too, I mean, they would never impose inspections that are mandatory, non-consensual, and invasive on owner-occupants of homes. Owner-occupants don't have to submit to these inspections in Orange City. It's only the tenants whose private space has to be invaded.
The tenant or the landlord, someone has to let them in.
That's right. They typically will schedule it with the landlord. But our case is all about the Constitution, which says they don't have to let them in, and certainly not without a search warrant supported by probable cause.
Do you know how many people there are complaining about this who want to be part of the lawsuit? Are there several?
Well, there are several. Just in terms of the clients we represent alone, there's two different sets of landlords and tenants. Bev Van Dam is a landlady who has a colleague of hers who also rents a home from her, Amanda Wink. And Amanda and her fiance and kids are in the home, and Amanda's husband often travels for her, or fiance often travels for his work. And so she feels very uncomfortable with a stranger coming in the house. You know, she's is public about the fact that she's pregnant and has a lot going on with her career and values her privacy and doesn't want the prying eyes of people she doesn't know coming in. And then our other set from Orange City are Joshua Dykstra, who is a landlord, and Erica Nordyke and Brian Singer, who are another engaged couple who also don't want the government prying around. They're both busy professionals, and they value their privacy. And, you know, it gets back to this basic idea that your home is your castle, and it shouldn't matter whether you're a renter or an owner-occupant under the law.
That was Rob Pakola, an attorney with the Institute of Justice, a national public interest law firm. He's representing some Orange City tenants in a lawsuit against a new rental and inspection ordinance. The case is being brought in Sioux County District Court. Earl Woodstra is the administrator of Orange City. In an email, Woodstra said most of the landlords and renters have responded positively to the new program. Woodstra says the city is in the process of reviewing all of the current codes or ordinances. In that process, he says city officials have become aware they needed to make adjustments to the ordinance to better identify building code requirements for rental units. Several other ordinances are being updated in this process. Woodstra says the purpose of the ordinance is to provide a safe and healthy environment for residents in the community. He says the process is non-invasive and requires that the owner or landlord receives a minimum of 15 days advance notice prior to scheduled inspections, and inspections will not be conducted without the property owner or owner's representative present.